This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump's administration issues no official statement on a series of controversial tweets the president sent early Saturday morning, alleging that former President Barack Obama had tapped the phones in Trump Tower in New York before last year's election. Trump did not cite any source for his claims, nor did he provide any evidence that electronic surveillance occurred. He did liken the supposed intrusion to the Watergate political scandal that eventually led to the 1974 resignation of former President Richard Nixon. Kevin Lewis, a spokesman for former President Barack Obama, said no official in the White House during the Obama administration ever interfered with any investigation led by the Justice Department. Lewis said neither President Obama nor any White House official ever ordered surveillance on any U.S. citizen. Any suggestion otherwise is simply false. Trump's claims come as his administration faces mounting pressure from multiple FBI and congressional investigations into contacts between members of his campaign team and Russian officials. The UN humanitarian coordinator in Iraq has issued a warning about the possible use of chemical weapons in Mosul, where Islamic State militants are battling U.S.-backed Iraqi forces. Lisa Grande, who has called for an investigation, she said if the alleged use of chemical weapons is confirmed, it would be a serious violation of international humanitarian law and a war crime. The International Committee of the Red Cross says 7 people had been admitted to a Mosul hospital and are being treated for suspected chemical exposure. This is VOA News. Forces loyal to Libya's top eastern military commander, General Khalifa Haftar, say that they have pounded Islamist militia fighters who captured the key oil ports of Sidra and Ras Lanuf with airstrikes. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, Haftar's forces had controlled the country's oil triangle district since September of 2016.
Militia forces, calling themselves the Benghazi Defense Brigades, began the surprise attack on Sidra and Ras Lanuf on Thursday. A militia spokesman, Yasser Jabali, claimed his men were holding their ground. Mamdouh Salami, a London-based oil analyst, told Libyan TV that control of the country's 2 largest oil ports, Ras Lanuf and Sidra, are always a main interest of the country's militias and of the National Unity Government because they are the key to the country's economy and ultimate control of Libya. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Malaysia has expelled the North Korean ambassador in continued fallout from the assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother at Kuala Lumpur Airport, that is, last month. In a statement, Malaysia's foreign ministry labeled the ambassador persona non grata after he criticized the investigation into the assassination. Kim Jong-nam was killed in Kuala Lumpur's airport February 13th when 2 women smeared a substance on his face. The substance was later found to be VX nerve gas, a highly toxic agent the UN classifies as a weapon of mass destruction. 2 women, 1 Indonesian and 1 Vietnamese, have been arrested. They have said they were told they were part of an elaborate prank. They could face the death penalty if they are convicted. Police and witnesses in central Pakistan say that suspected Islamic State militants have executed a kidnapped officer of the country's prime intelligence agency and dropped his body on a busy road. Officials identified the slain man as Umar Mobeen Gilani, saying that he was kidnapped nearly 3 years ago by unknown gunmen in Multan, where he was serving in a counterterrorism unit of Pakistan's inter-services intelligence. Somali government officials have said that more than 100 people, mainly women and children, have died from waterborne disease in the last 2 days as a result of the enduring drought in that country. Somalia's new prime minister, Hassan Ali Kaire, says that the deaths, or announced the deaths, that is, Saturday in a news conference in Mogadishu. The International Organization for Migration is appealing for millions in life-saving help. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.